like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Lots of fantastic tunes ahead from Australia, from where I grew up, older music, and then we have brand new Canadian music. But in between, we have a special guest again this week, a singer-songwriter named Nathaniel Crickey, and he is just starting out. He is from Abbotsford, which is township adjacent to Vancouver, and I met him because he attended one of the shows that we put on at the Railway Club in Vancouver. We host what we're calling the Stranded Sunday Sessions once a month. The second Sunday of each month, we're hosting a small like acoustic show with three different performers on the side room of the Railway Club, and Nathaniel came to one of those, and he expressed interest in performing, and we invited Nathaniel to play the very next month, and he did, and I was very impressed. So I also invited him to come to the show, and he said he'd love to. And this is his first time on air. He's really a fantastic songwriter, and he's just starting out his performing career. So that's one of the things that is great about this station, and we're able to invite people on. You know, if you like what you hear and you're starting out as well, get in touch. OzStrandedRadio.com is our blog, OzStranded Radio.com. And check out the blog. You'll see all sorts of people that I've interviewed, some very established performers, and many that, like Nathaniel today, are just starting out. In fact, his Railway Club show, there was his first live performance ever. So I was really happy that we were able to make that happen. So anyway, that's going to be coming up pretty soon. But let's start out with older music as we do every week. And here's something special. I love that, you know, I don't do extensive planning for this show. Week to week, I sort of often wait to see what comes to me. And a band from the past that I, for some reason, stumbled across on YouTube, I think is perfect to play today. They're a band called Rat Cat, and they were an indie rock band from Sydney, and they were, well, I guess, classic case of right place at the right time, because they came to prominence right around 1990, 1991, when alternative music was just about to take off. They'd already been playing around since 1985 on the Sydney scene, but when they got signed to Waterfront Records, and then Ruart, the Ruart label really is what did it for them in 1990, they put out an EP called Tingles, which had, and we're just about to play it, this incredibly infectious song called That Ain't Bad. And there was a film clip for it, and it went straight into the charts. And I remember as a kid watching that, you know, on Saturday morning, and it was great because this was right when alternative music was taking off, and there was nothing else like it. A great pop rock song with distorted guitar, and this is just before Nirvana was about to hit. So anyway, Rat Cat really benefited from that push into the charts and the rise of alternative rock. They ended up doing a lot of touring and put out a big album. They only put out one album, really. It was called Blind Love. So we're going to play the single off that as well, Don't Go Now. But first up, I'll play for you two tracks from this EP called Tingles that came out in 1990. The first track, which is incredibly catchy, called Don't Go Now. It's called That Ain't Bad. And then I'm going to play for you track three, Don't Go Down to the Water. So here we go. This is a band called Rat Cat from Sydney, New South Wales. And they were around until 1998, but sporadically reformed. And I saw even on YouTube last night a live show from as recent as just a few months ago. So here we go. This is going back to 1990. This is Rat Cat with That Ain't Bad.
I love you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, there we go. Wasn't that a real treat to start the show? How catchy. That brings me back to my childhood, if nothing else. Around about 1990, this band came to prominence, at least in the charts and on TV in Australia. But they really did earn their stripes, because they were a band that played around in the Sydney underground scene for at least since 1985. And in the 1990, they scored a deal with Rue Art Records. And that Tingles EP came out. We played two songs from that. First up, That Ain't Bad, and then Don't Go Down to the Water. And then, as I said earlier, this was just right at that crucial moment when alternative rock was just about to explode. And so they got another film clip made for that single there, Don't Go Now, and that was all over TV. And I remember as a kid just being blown away by it. So catchy, and awesome fuzz guitar there too. And then I guess within a matter of months, Nirvana came along, and it was big for guitar music. Rat Cat didn't become one of the, I guess, big name bands, because they really only put out one album before folding. The album was called Blind Love, and so the single we just played there, Don't Go Now, was the big lead single from that record. But as I said before, they've been reforming at various times in the history, and they still play to this day occasionally. Really great band, so positive and catchy. So you're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com, and we also have a Twitter handle at ausstranded. And any regular listeners know that right about this time we get into our interviews. And this week we have a singer-songwriter named Nathaniel Crickey, and he has come down from Abbotsford, BC, which is a city adjacent to Vancouver, not too far away. And, well, let's say hi straight away. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, Matt.
Thanks for coming down. I'm really glad you got in touch because you've been playing music yourself in Abbotsford for a while and you decided that you wanted to try to find places to play in Vancouver, and you contacted the Railway Club and they put you in touch with us because we do our monthly show. What's been the evolution to get to that point? You haven't been living in Abbotsford for too long, right? You're from Alberta.
That's right. Yeah, I'm from Alberta originally, a couple hours north of Edmonton, a little town called Barrhead. And I haven't been playing for too long. I started writing my own music. I started writing lyrics a long time ago, but I never knew how to play guitar as an avenue. So yeah, I started playing guitar a few years ago, and I just started, when I moved to Abbotsford, I started to try to get out there a little bit, and yeah, I got a hold of you guys at the Railway Club, and you guys were very receptive to me, and yeah, it was a good experience.
Oh, well, so it's fantastic to hear that was your first real live performance, and that was at the Railway Club, and even the main stage, we got bumped up because it was meant to be the side room, so you got bumped out for your very first. That's auspicious, I think. So we're talking about the Stranded Sunday Sessions, the second Sunday of every month. And if you are a performer, feel free to get in touch, oldstrandedradio.com. We've got our email address. And really, it took 1 month, and Nathaniel was up there because you showed up, and I was really impressed that you came all the way to Abbotsford to see a performance, and I was absolutely guaranteed to invite you to play. So, and we're thrilled that you've come today as well. Anyone who missed the show a couple of months back can hear Nathaniel play some live music today. Would you like to get right into a song?
Sure. I could get right into one if you want.
Sure.
This is a song that I wrote called Straying From My Blues. Take me on down the line and take me to my home. Take me where the water turns to wine. Take me on down the track, no matter where it goes. And take me where the wind is at my back. Tell me that good news, and tell me what to say, and tell me where you got them walking shoes. And don't give me nothing to prove, don't you give me no wealth or fame, and don't ever let me stray too far from my blues. Well, I've been feeling cool, Lord, I'm straying from my blues. Lock me up inside the room with no windows. Lock me up and steal away my pride. And when I come out again, when I see the sun once more, well then I will keep on walking through the plains. Thank you. my blues.
Fantastic. Wow, that is awesome blues song. There's some roots music live on the show here. This is Stranded. And you just heard there Nathaniel Crickey. And his last name is spelled K-R-I-K-K-E. And he has a SoundCloud under the name Nathaniel James Crickey.
Yeah.
Wow, is that... Can you take us back to what inspired that song in particular? Or?
I think that song was mainly a kind of a self-reflection type of song. And it was kind of meant to... I don't know, I was just, you know, kind of sometimes when you write music, when it doesn't go so well, you really feel really bad about yourself and your music, and when it goes good and it's received good, then you start to feel a little bit proud at times. So it's kind of a self-reflective song of, you know, I don't want to feel proud, you know, I don't want to let this get to my head too much. So
yeah,
that's mainly what it is about.
Cool. Oh, it's an awesome song. In hindsight, you were absolutely perfect to have play at one of our gatherings, because it's great for roots music there, acoustic music there at the Railway. We'll be right back. We're speaking with Nathaniel Crickey. He is our special studio guest. He's come all the way into the studio from Abbotsford, BC. So we'll be right back after this break with some more chatting and some music.
Lousy smarts weather.
This issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver housing crisis, commercial plates, black floods, Richmond underwater. No more Discorder ever. No more Discorder ever. There's no more Discorder ever. There's no more Discorder ever. Discorder ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store for articles on Sumac, Snit, Sara Devachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all. Okay, so we're back on the studio on Stranded here, and that was a tune from Nathaniel Crickey. He just played us his first tune here for today's show with his acoustic. So Nathaniel is from Abbotsford, where he's been living for 2 years, but his roots are in Alberta. So where exactly are you from again, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm from this little farming Dutch hamlet called Neerlandia, and most people don't know where that is, so I just tell them I'm from a town called Barrhead, and lots of the time people don't know where that is either, so I tell them it's a couple hours northwest of Edmonton.
Oh, it's... It seems like a long, long way up. That, you know, I've never been north of Edmonton. Did you spend much time in Edmonton as someone growing up? And
it was usually we didn't go there too often, but it's always kind of a place where, you know, you go with friends, you just take a road trip a couple hours and say, hey, let's go on a city trip or something, and then we'd all hop in a vehicle and go to the city or. Yeah, and I did live in the city for a few months. I was going to Grant McEwen University there for jazz music.
Yeah.
And I was actually taking drums and percussion there. So I did a semester of that. And yeah, so I was living in the city for that. But yeah, other than that, it's always just the 2 hours away. And, you know, if you want to commit the gas money, then you can make it. But
yeah. And in terms of music, then, like you said, you really started writing songs more in the last few years since you've left Alberta.
Yeah, I had started writing a little bit of songs in Alberta. Actually, I think the first lyrics I remember writing were in grade 5, and I think the name of a song I wrote was "Outer Space Alien Freaks" or something. You know, whatever you could imagine a grade 5 student writing is pretty much what it probably was about. And Yeah, and there's, I started seriously writing lyrics, I don't know, a few years ago, I guess. But, yeah, after I learned guitar, then I kind of dug up some of them and started writing new lyrics. And
oh, cool. And then how about any influences growing up, like you know, in your own songwriting? Who have been some of your favorite artists that have inspired you?
Well, I guess like Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash and all those old country guys, country-related music has been pretty big in like the exact style that I write. But I've been pretty influenced by bands like Pink Floyd and a lot of metal bands as well. Like I'm very into Mastodon and Iron Maiden. And yeah, lots of progressive metal, and yeah, there's kind of stuff from all over the spectrum that have probably influenced me along the way and that I've been very into. But the big ones are, yeah, like Bob Dylan and those guys.
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah. Exactly.
I played 2 Dylan covers at our most recent Sunday sessions, actually.
Oh, really?
Just a couple of days ago, yeah.
I'd love to hear them.
Oh, yeah, next time. Yeah, it's I mean, you gotta Bob, it seems like it's just a, I don't know if it's a phase, but when you start to write songs, once you find Bob, he's he just gives so much.
Yeah, especially lyric wise
yeah, that's right. Well, it's great to have you here, Nathaniel, and if you're ready for another track, go for it.
Yeah, I'm ready. This next one is called The Stories That Were Never Heard. I carry the burdens of many, an old man once claimed. And I don't quite understand them, but I feel them all the same. And I spend many a night just thinking on what I have seen. Wondering who or what is to blame. Well, maybe we're all to blame. I've seen the poor just wandering, no safe place to cry. Helplessly begging for a nickel or a dime. And I've seen many others in the safety of their own cars. Driving on past, 'cause they don't got much time. Well, they were late anyways. People are hurting in silence, 'cause they don't know what for. All they know is that they're feeling too much pressure to endure. And at times there may seem to be a light far up ahead. But in a world of illusions, nothing is for sure. When everyone needs to
be sure. There was a murderous man. His hands were a dark shade of red. He walked to the guillotine while they screamed for his head. And the witnesses felt that justice was greatly deserved. But their pain was not relieved when he was dead. No, they just felt guilty instead. And in my times of pondering, I've discovered something else. That all people on earth must lay their defenses on a shelf. Do not fear your neighbors, and do not fear your own death. But we should all be afraid of what's inside of ourselves. With those last words, the old man did suddenly die. With the stars smiling down on the place where he lies. But the boy to whom he spoke had long since disappeared. And no one ever heard the stories of old Jerry the Wise.
If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Sasha Bellot, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, so we are back on the station CITR, and we're back on the show Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And Nathaniel Lehrer is tuning up his guitar in the background for a third and final track we'll be playing fairly soon. He's our special guest today, Nathaniel Crickey. His last name is spelled K-R-I-K-K-E. And if you like what you just heard there, that was a fantastic storytelling roots song. He has some recordings up at soundcloud.com/Nathaniel-James-Cricky. And it's been fantastic having him here. As I said earlier, he played at one of our Stranded Sunday Sessions shows at the Railway Club the second Sunday of every month. We put on, for now it's an acoustic show. I open the show, and then there's two other singer-songwriters each time in the north stage of the Railway, and Nathaniel played last month. So that was a great... a real storytelling song. What was the story there from that last song?
I guess there was kind of a lot of stories all jammed into one, but I guess it maybe has one message. And I guess the message kind of is that fear kind of seems to be a thing that kind of rules the world right now. You know, everyone's scared of something, everyone's scared of everyone else, and I guess the main message is, you know, don't be scared of anyone else, you know. You know, fear is, you know, if you're scared of someone else, it just, you know, gives them all the more reason to do something, you know, bad, you know, because then, you know, why are you scared of me, you know, kind of thing, I guess. So, yeah, it's just kind of like an observation as well of just all, like all kind of injustices and things that go on in the world, and, you know, just kind of saying that things shouldn't be this way. And I thought I'd write it in the way of a story from the view of this old man who's kind of about to die, but yeah.
Great. Oh, I loved it. Fantastic. Really great to have you here. And it's kind of good timing because your mom and dad have actually visited. They've come down from Alberta because this kind of coincides with your graduation as well.
Yeah, it does.
So graduation from school and also live radio debut.
Yeah, it's a good weekend.
It is, yeah, and the sun is shining. So
yeah.
And even more bonus for this weekend is Record Store Day is tomorrow. So we'll talk a bit about that later on. About what you can find in Vancouver tomorrow, back in Abbotsford, how are things there? Like, you in terms of music, do you play? You've played at open mics and things.
I've played a decent amount of open mics. Finnegan's Pub in Abbotsford. I was going to fairly regularly for a while, and now with final exams and all that, I haven't been there for a few weeks, but. So I go to that one, and then I've also started going to the Dudney Pub near Mission for the last couple of weeks, and that's a really, really good place. I believe it used to be a church, and they restored it to a really nice pub, and it's nicknamed the Church of the Blues, and it really suits the music scene there, really suits the name, and it's really nice.
Yeah, I've really got a hankering to visit that place now from how you've described it. Anyone came for a road trip, get in touch with me, because I'd love to get up there and play that open mic there. How about I should suggest to Nathaniel and anyone else from Abbotsford, look up Civil Radio, because that's they're a kind of a sister station of us. And I'm sure that'd be very supportive of what you're doing as well. What are your plans for the near future? Actually, I should say thank you, because you've invited me to play a show with you on the May 28th?
The 27th, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in due course on the show. At a place called the Backstage Lounge.
Yeah, on Granville Island.
Yeah. And we'll be playing, it looks like, with Christina Lau, who has been a guest on this show as well. Very professional, and she's got a lot of presence. And I think it'll be fantastic. So we'll talk about that again in the near future.
It will be great.
Yeah. But for the time being, we've definitely got time for at least one more song. So what would you like to play?
I have one more. It's called There Will Come a Day. And this last song, as well as this one I'm going to play, have been also largely influenced by my time at Columbia Bible College in lots of ways. just, I think they do a very good job there of teaching the students, you know, to actually be active in, like, the social, you know, and economic kind of injustices, and trying to, you know, actually follow the ways of Jesus and things like that, you know, rather than just believe, saying you believe and stuff. So that last song was partially influenced by that, and this song also is. So it's called There Will Come a Day. You've been left behind. You've been left for dead. You've been left out in the cold, with no pillow for your head. You've been trampled in the dirt. You've been kicked in the teeth. Well, the good Lord says that you had better turn the other cheek. But there will come a day when you will reap what you have sown. And blessed are those who suffer. Well, you've been made a fool. You've been robbed blind. And now you've got 100 things running through your mind. Well, you want to get even. You've been cheated by a whim. Well, the good Lord says you'd better leave the judging up to him. But there will come a day when you will reap what you have sown. And blessed are those who show mercy. They've shaved off all your hair, but your head still weighs a ton. You've been told that the wrath of God is in the barrel of your gun. So you've been writing letters to the head of the military, saying that the good Lord says that you had better love your enemy. For there will come a day when you will reap what you have sown. And blessed is the peacemaker. Well, you've been preaching kindness and practicing hate, been using salvation like some kind of bait. You've puffed out your chest. You've taken all the best. Well, the good Lord says that all the first will one day be the last. But there will come a day when you will reap what you have sown. Woe to the hypocrite. Thank you. change your ways. Well, you can change your ways, and I can change my ways.
Oh, fantastic song there. Thanks, Nathaniel, and yeah, thanks for those all three songs that you played for us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. This has been great.
No problem at all. Nathaniel Crickey has come all the way from Abbotsford today. And you know what? If Nathaniel can do that, you can come down from wherever you are in Kitts or East Van or something, because this is what we do here. You can play your music live here on the station. Get in touch with me. ozstrandedradio.com is the blog, and we have an email address. And this was Nathaniel's very first time on radio, and there's no reason why many more people can't do this. You might be one of the very first people who has come here for the first time, to be honest, you know. Really? Well done, yeah. You can catch Nathaniel online at he has SoundCloud. Nathaniel James Crickey is his SoundCloud. And we'll keep you posted about future live shows. There's definitely one coming up at the Backstage Lounge in May. Yeah. Thanks very much, Nathaniel.
Yeah, not a problem. My pleasure.
Yeah, and we'll be in touch, and enjoy your stay here in Vancouver.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
So we'll be right back. We have lots of brand new music to play for you, including some local acts that are going to be playing at Record Store Day in Vancouver. So we'll be right back. But first, we've got some brand new Australian music.
Snail Productions presents Inherent Vices with guests Ace Martins,
they sound
Gourmet
really great from
and Mary.
Really
Saturday, good, yeah. April 25th at the Railway Club. $10 cover, doors at 8:30.
Oh. Yeah, it's more natural. Okay, so this is exciting stuff. There's a brand new single from the Cosmic Psychos. It's called Better, Not Bitter. They just keep coming out with the goods. They really haven't changed their sound since the mid-80s, but who cares, because the Cosmic Psychos do what they do best. You'll hear in the opening riff of this that they pretty much... There's a reason why the grunge... a lot of the Seattle grunge people looked on at the Cosmic Psychos as being one of their biggest influences. Of course, what makes them unique is Ross Knight, the singer and bassist, is a farmer from rural Victoria. He's a rough man, and he sings about life that he experiences as a bulldozer driver and farmer. And they tour the world every now and then. I've played their music before, and there's a whole documentary on them online. They're absolutely fascinating. Anyway, not for the faint of heart. This song is called Better, Not Bitter. Maybe a bit of a language warning in this one, generally for their music. So here we go. This is the Cosmic Psychos, brand new song.
Fucking bullshit, mate. Watermarks on the ceiling, I can see Jesus and he's frowning at me. I see a dead seal on the beach. The old man says he's already saved it 3 times this week. Guess it just wants to die. I would wanna die too, with people putting oil into my air. But to be fair, I've done my share. Guess everybody's got their different point of view. I was walking down Sunset Strip, Phillip Island, not Los Angeles. Got me some hot chips and a cool drink, took a sandy seat on the shore. There's a paper on the ground, it makes my headache quite profound as I read it out aloud. It said the Great Barrier Reef, it ain't so great anymore. It's been raped beyond belief, the dredgers treat it like a whore. I drank till I was sinking, sank till I was thinking that I'm thankful for this view. Drank till I was sinking, sank till I was thinking that I'm thankful for this view. We either think that we're invincible or that we are invisible. Realistically, we're somewhere in between. We all think that we are nobody, but everybody is somebody else's somebody. Don't ask me what I really mean. I am just a you want from me.
satellites on the ceiling. I can see Jesus and she's smiling at me. All I wanna say is
okay, we're back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. What a beautiful song there. That was Courtney Barnett. She's just released a video for that song from her debut full-length album called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. The song was called Kim's Caravan. A longer song for her and really, really quite hypnotic. And before that was, like chalk and cheese, you couldn't have got almost any further apart in sound. The Cosmic Psychos and their latest full steam ahead bruising track there called Bitter, Not Better, in classic form. As I said, they don't really change their sound very much year to year, but they do well what they do. The album is called Come the Raw Prawn. I don't know what that means, but I think there's a little bit of innuendo in there. So anyway, that was it. Cosmic Psychos and then Courtney Barnett. Brand new music from Australia, but now it's time to get into the local music here from Vancouver. So tonight, you have time to get down to the fundraiser for Discorder. It's tonight at the Astoria. It's a Discorder fundraiser featuring a whole bunch of great acts, including two of them that we're just about to play. First up, let's play for you Energy Slime there on Mint Records, and then we're going to play for you Crobots. So that's the fundraiser tonight from 8 p.m. in Vancouver at the Astoria Pub, 769 East Hastings, and it's for the Discorder magazine to keep this fantastic publication running. All right, so here is Energy Slime for you. You're on Stranded.
Thank you. Received your Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit Plebiscite Voting Package? If you didn't receive your voting package and you would like one mailed to you, simply call Elections BC at 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800-661-8683. Or go online at elections.bc.ca/OVR to register or update your voter information and ask for a voting package to be mailed to you. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
Okay, so we are on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. 15 minutes to go. We're into the brand new Canadian music part of the show. And there we go. Two bands you can see tonight at the Astoria, if you're listening live, for the CITR event, Discorder Magazine fundraiser for the latest issue. There you heard Energy Slime and also Crobots. They're a pretty cool new band. They're two of the bands playing. Also playing are Stefania Fratia, Wet Face, and we also have Andy Resto. He's going to be doing DJing, and Nelly Stark as well. So that's the Astoria Pub tonight, Friday night in Vancouver. Oh my God, how much music is going to be happening in the next few days, because we have Record Store Day tomorrow. So let's get into, so one of the stores is Red Cat Records, and I'm going to play for you a couple of the acts that are playing, and they're live in store tomorrow. So let's get into this, some real legendary Vancouver acts here. Frog Eyes, they're playing at 4 p.m. tomorrow at Red Cat Records. That's 4332 Main Street. And then I'm going to play for you a track from Hello Blue Roses, which is the side project of Dan Behar of Destroyer and the New Pornographers. But chiefly the songwriting is by his partner, Sydney Vermont. So wonderful singing there and songwriting. So let's get into some Frog Eyes first and Hello Blue Roses. Both of these acts are playing tomorrow at the Record Store Day in store for Red Cat Records. Also playing is Nick Krajevic and Sarah DeVarchi. Okay, this is Frog Eyes and a track called Your Holiday Treat. And that's, I guess, what Record Store Day feels like, doesn't it?
Well, I know this soul shall rise, just like a burning bowl of shade light. Born in a store, born in a hole, born in a waterfall, so you feel you're made to fall. And I know this soul shall rise, just like a burning bowl of shade. You've heard your holiday treat, an old man, and you've heard your holiday treat. Born in the cold, born in the back, born in a moving truck, so you're never moving back. And I know like a rainbow shade light, the old man that you have had. You've had your holiday treat, the old man, and you have had. You've had your holiday treat. It's on and on, 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 on today.
sono nonno, nonno, non tutte. And the reason for your arrest is the mess you made of my day. It's on and on, on and on, on and on today. And you had your holiday treat. And you have had, you've had your holiday treat. Sister, it's a mess, it's a tangle to me. Be not gentle with the product of your rage. And you have had, you should enjoy your holiday treat.
It was just a turn of phrase. It was just a dirty look. Couple of laughs, we got the treatment and cook. Before we go, crush them into the night. Crush them into your love. Shouldn't you know my name? Shouldn't you know my name?
This is my ultimate. is my ode to the ovulating sun. This is my ode, my ode.
All right, that's the sounds there of Hello Blue Roses. And yeah, that you could pick up Dan Behar's voice there at the start of the track. Great Vancouver artist, of course, of Destroyer and New Pornographers. But that's the main project that he of his partner, Sydney Vermont. So that album has just come out. It's called WZO. And Hello Blue Roses are playing tomorrow in Vancouver at Record Store Day at Redcot Records. Also playing as Frog Eyes, who we just played a track from, also their album Carrie's Cold Spring. So lots of great music to be had in Vancouver all tomorrow, all over the place. Neptune Records, Red Cat, and also David Love Jones. He runs Vinyl Records, and he's going to have lots of great acts playing as well, including Omar Khan, a local pop soul artist, and here's a real awesome track that I love of his called Average Man. Check out the Facebook invites for all of the record stores. You'll see lots of you'll see their listings of when of who's playing and where and what times. So we're almost out of time. This is Omar Carr with Average Man. He's playing tomorrow at Vinyl Records in Vancouver as part of Record Store Day. Ooh, looks like that track isn't playing properly. We'll play another. Here we go. This is a song called We Give Up. It's a live demo from Omar Khan.
Every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Sabbath with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The roots of all that, and that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
All right, well, let's continue. Millie Jackson, back in the early 70s, and what an incredible record. Just such great songwriting and a great vocal performance.
I love you! You see, the terrible thing about being in love with a married man is the fact that you can't see him when you really want to, and that can get to you sometimes. Late in the midnight hour, when you really feel like you need a little love and the man ain't nowhere around, and that can get to you sometimes. You really feel like you need someone to hold on to. The man ain't nowhere around, and that can really get to you sometimes. But what gets to you most of all is when the holidays roll around. You gotta always be by yourself, 'cause that's the time when the families get together. All the in-laws come to visit, so he has to stay home and play the part of the good and faithful husband. But I ain't worried about it, 'cause I found out that when a man starts tipping away from home, somebody at home is falling down on the home front. That's because when these women marry these men, they have a tendency to take advantage of them. They forget about all the sweet things they say to get them, that they have to keep on saying them to keep them. 'Cause you got a whole lot of women out there these days, just like me, who'll tell a man anything in the world he feel like he might wanna hear. I know, 'cause I'm going with a married man. And last New Year's Eve, I was lonesome as a Mickey Ficky. But J1, the man came on in like he was supposed to. And I didn't mind waiting that one day, 'cause anything worth having is worth waiting on. So when the man came in, J1, I was right there waiting on him to tell him all them sweet things I know his wife hadn't told him over the holidays. And you can think of a whole lot of good stuff to tell a nigga when you're by yourself. So the minute my man came in the door, J1, I started laying it on him. I said, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. My baby. You the sweetest thing I know. Yes, you are. You damn the rainbow's glow. Yes, you do, baby. No power, no power on this earth to ever, oh Lord, separate us, baby. 'Cause you are I don't want to leave. leave you with a one-sided conception over this day. Anyone out there in my shoes this evening, I want you to know what I'm talking about. I want you to know that there's two sides to this thing. There's a good side to being in love with a married man. And I like it. 'Cause you see, when you're going with a married man, he can come over two or three times a week and give you a little bit. That means you're two up on the wife already, 'cause once you marry one, you don't get it but once a week. Another sweet thing is, on payday he can come over and give you a little bread, and I like that. But the sweetest thing about the whole situation is the fact that when you go to the laundromat, you don't have to wash nobody's funky drawers but your own.